all praises due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His aid, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the wickedness of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one to lead them astray. And whomsoever Allah allows to stray, there is no one to guide them towards the right. I openly bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, who is alone and without partner. And I openly bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave, his messenger, and the seal of the Prophet. O Allah, exalt Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad, as you have exalted Ibrahim and the followers of Ibrahim, for surely you are praised and magnified. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad, as you have blessed Ibrahim and the followers of Ibrahim, for surely you are praised and magnified. Amen. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this is another from the series of talks that are called Lessons in Islam, where I bring the works of other students of knowledge and other scholars to the site and introduce their works to the site. And as I say, I don't believe in reinventing the wheel, but inshallah, the information that is given is very valuable, inshallah ta'ala. To proceed. In one of the battles that the Muslims waged against the Romans, the Muslims, under the commandment of Maslama, rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayh, surrounded a city that had a tall and well-fortified wall. And this siege between the Muslims and the Romans had been going on for months. And then one night, one of the Muslim soldiers came to the general and told him of a hole that he had accomplished to bore through the wall. And he said it was only large enough for a slim soldier. And he knelt closer. And he said to the general, quickly, send me someone who can squeeze through and fight the army on the inside until he has opened the gates for all of us to enter. The general, he sent out the news. And that night, someone volunteered to go through the hole. In a sweeping assault, the gate was opened, and the Muslims, alhamdulillah, were victorious. The general, Muslimah, he was overwhelmed with happiness, and he sent out word that the soldier that had entered the hole should come forward and make himself known. No one showed up. A day passed, and the request was repeated. Another day, then another, yet no one would take credit for going through the hole. On the fourth day, a soldier approached the general, and his face was wrapped up in a scarf, and he told him, I have news of the soldier that entered through the hole. And the general, he set up an attention immediately, and he commanded the soldier to tell him who was the soldier that went through the hole. And the soldier told him, he said, first, however, I have three conditions before exposing him. Do you agree to the conditions? And the general said, of course. The first is that you do not try to compensate him for what he did. The second is that you do not tell anyone who he is. And the third is that you do not ask for his presence ever again. Do you agree to these conditions? And the general, he agreed. The soldier, uncovering his face, said, it is I. I went through that hole only for the sake of Allah. Then turning, he walked away. After that day, the Muslim general was often heard praying to Allah Azza wa Jal, saying, O Allah, on the day of resurrection, grant me companionship with the soldier of the hole. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me with the opportunity to have worked in two Islamic schools here in America, Al-Huda School and An-Nur Academy, both in Maryland. And sometimes at any Islamic school, there are children who pray at the back. but their actions are better described as praying rather than praise. And then when the principal or one of the teachers or one of the adults or any person who the children consider to have authority walks by, they all stand up in attention and pretend as if they had khushu in their salah. Fortunate for them, alhamdulillah, they are children, and Allah will not take them into account. However, there are many adults that do this exact thing, but on a more serious scale, alhamdulillah. The ingredient that we all need to work on throughout our lives as Muslims is ikhlas, sincerity. And inshallah, that shall be our topic for today. Sincerity in all we do is indeed a commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says in Surah Al-An'am, in translation, He says, "Say, indeed my prayer, my rites of sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, Lord of the world. No partner has He, and this I have been commanded, and I am the first among you of the Muslims." And Allah Azza wa Jalla also says in Surah Bayna, He says, "And they were not commanded except to worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion, inclining to truth, and to establish prayer, and to give zakat. This is the correct religion." In defining this concept of ikhlas, Al-Jujani, rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayhi, said, "It is not to seek any audience for your deeds other than Allah." My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when one looks over the text of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will come to realize that Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak about sincerity in different aspects. Sincerity in Tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah, and the sincerity of our niyyah, our intentions. Sincerity in our worship, in our salah, in our sujood, our fasting, and our standing in Ramadan. Standing in the night of Qadr, trying to find this night of Qadr. Sincere love for the masjid, for the zakat, for sadaqah, for hajj, for jihad fi sabilillah. Sincerity in our repentance to Allah, and in our dua, and our recitation of the Quran, and so many other things. They talk about this sincerity. And the Quran and Surah speak about sincerity in all of our verbal statements. Sincerity in our refined and upright character, and sincerity in our tawakkul, in our trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal. Sincerity in all our actions, alhamdulillah. And commenting on the verse from the Quran in Surah Mulk, where Allah Azza wa Jal says, "He who created death and life to test you as to which of you is best in deeds." Al-Fudayl ibn Iyah, rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayhi, said, "It is those deeds which are most correct and most sincere." So one of his students asked him, he said, "O Abu Ali, what are the deeds that are correct and sincere?" And he said, "If a deed is done sincerely, yet it is not done correctly, it will not be accepted. And if a deed is done correctly, but not sincerely for the sake of Allah, it will again not be accepted. It must be done sincerely and correctly." Sincerely, as in for Allah alone. And correctly, as in according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Shaykh, he recited the verse from the Quran, from Surah Qaf, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says in translation, "So whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, let him do righteous work, and not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, with ikhlas, with sincerity, inshallah, we can be saved from this violence. As Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was saying, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and thus it was that we would have learned from him evil and immorality. Indeed, he was our mukhlaseen servant. Subhanallah. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, with ikhlas, or with ikhlas, the books can be turned in our favor in the last minutes of our lives, just as what happened to the man that had murdered 99 men. Allah Azza wa Jal in his infinite mercy saved him in the end because of his sincerity of his repentance. And indeed, with sincerity, one will be saved from hellfire and granted, inshallah ta'ala, a lofty position in the Jannah. As Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Ihsan, in translation, and they give food out of love for Allah ta'ala to the needy, the orphan, and the captive, saying, we feed you only for the countenance of Allah. We wish no reward from you, no gratitude. Indeed, we fear from our Lord a day severe and distressful. So Allah will protect them from the evil of that day and give them radiance and happiness, and will reward them for what they patiently endure with a garden in Jannah and silk garments. Subhanallah. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we must understand that there are certain things that contradict our ikhlas to Allah Azza wa Jal. Of these things are three, and forgive my pranunciation, I have it in transliteration rather than Arabic, so sometimes my pronunciation will be off. But ri'a, sum'a, and ubd. Ri'a is to perform an act of worship with the intention of showing off to the people, seeking their praise or some other form of vanity. Thus this person is seeking to be glorified or praised or hoped for or feared through his actions. An example of this would be such as a person donating a large sum of money toward an Islamic charity or to build a masjid, but he does it in order that the people will say that he's a generous man. And sunnah is similar to riya. But as the ulama have said, it is those verbal statements that a person does for the sake of the people, such as someone making balloon threats against the Jews in Philistine, just so others would think that he's courageous, the type of person who talks the talk but they don't walk the walk. Ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayhi, said, perhaps a great deed is belittled by an intention, and perhaps a small deed by a sincere intention is made great. Subhanallah. And ujj is the cousin of riya. It is when a person becomes impressed with himself for the great, so-called great deeds that he has done. This and all other types of viruses that can kill our actions and turn these noble actions against us on the day of judgment because our intentions were wrong or we didn't have sincerity in our actions. Yaqub al-Makhuf, rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, the sincere one is he who hides his good deeds, is he who hides his good deeds in the same way that he would hide his bad deeds. Subhanallah. And from the seerah, As-Sa'id ibn Waqas, he narrated, as for Ikrama ibn Abi Jahl, after the conquest of Mecca, while escaping by sea, a terrible storm befell him, and the owners of the boat shouted, at this very moment, pray to only Allah, and pray sincerely, for your gods cannot avail us in any way through salvation from the storm. And even Abu Jahl said, by Allah, if a class can only save me on the sea, then on land nothing but it can save me. He then raised his hands and he pronounced, O Allah, and keep in mind at this time he was not a Muslim. He said, O Allah, if you save me, you have upon me an oath that I shall not rest until I arrive at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and place my hand in his. He then came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because Allah granted his supplication and he declared his belief in Allah in front of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah blessed this man to die in jihad, fi sabilillah. May Allah grant him a high station in the Jannah. Amen. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, sincerity is a topic that is not only key to this noble deen about Islam, but it is also a subject that the kuffar and the philosophers have pondered for centuries. The English have a saying that goes to the effect of, and the English people here can correct me, to hunt with the lantern of Diogenes. Diogenes was a Greek philosopher who lived about 320 years before Prophet Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he believed that there was no sincerity, no ikhlas in any human being. And to vividly prove his point, he was said to have gone about the streets of his land in broad daylight with a lighted lantern, looking for a sincere man. And from here the English coined the term to hunt with the lantern of Diogenes. When speaking of a group of people without sincerity, where their sincerity is extremely absent, subhanAllah. Indeed, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, insincerity in our actions is something that is very dangerous and can lead a person to ruin. Ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhu, would advise his students. He said to them, if your intention is one of these three, do not seek knowledge. If your reason is to shame the ignorant, or to argue with the fuqaha, or to cause people to turn their faces in your directions, do not seek knowledge. Intend with your actions and words that which is with Allah. For indeed that which is with Allah shall remain, and everything else will perish. In conclusion, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayhi, said, deeds without sincerity are like a traveler who carries in his water jug dirt. The carrying of it burdens him, and it brings him no benefit. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us all from those whose deeds are done in accordance with the Sunnah. Deeds that are done sincerely for the sake of Allah and for Allah's sake alone. If I said or did anything that was offensive, please forgive me and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to be merciful for me, or to me rather. I said what I have said and I ask Allah to forgive me and to forgive you. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.